a new community sunflower farm is rising up in the Holmesburg neighborhood of Philadelphia. It's part of a new urban agriculture project by Heroic Gardens. It's a nonprofit that uses gardening and horticultural therapy to support veterans' mental health. WHYY's Nicole Leonard met up with volunteers for Planting Day.
Good morning, everybody!
Good morning!
About 36 volunteers form a large huddle around Collie Turner, the founder of Heroic Gardens. There's a long line of rakes on the ground, a bucket of gardening gloves, and a pile of plastic watering cans at the ready.
I want to be the first person to officially welcome you to the Sunflower Farm at Pennypack.
Right now, the Pennypack Sunflower Farm is a large flat square of land and dirt divided into narrow lanes. In about 100 days, the plot will be filled with 12-foot-tall, bright yellow sunflowers for the community to enjoy.
So there's one rule before we get started. Just have fun. That's really it. So here are the teams.
Everyone gets sorted into groups. Some will rake and level the soil, for others to dig tiny holes, evenly spaced out. Then volunteers will plant sunflower seedlings, which are about 2 inches tall with 2 or 3 green leaves. Volunteers, local business owners, and nearby residents are kneeling in the dirt. There's also veterans, their families, and their friends.
It really touched me that so many kids want to come out and make a difference.
Turner isn't a veteran herself, but the founder was inspired by one, her grandfather, who was a medic in World War II. After serving, he bought a house in Summers Point, New Jersey, with an acre out back, big enough to grow a vegetable garden to help feed his family.
I mean, he was my best friend, and I'm hanging out in the vegetable garden with him, and I'm having a great time. And he also really, like many of the veterans here, I mean, he just continued to give back after he served, no matter what ailment he had, he just continued to serve.
Turner says Heroic Gardens gives other veterans the same opportunity. They can volunteer while doing something that could help them manage or recover from mental health issues like post-traumatic stress, anxiety, and depression. U.S. Army veteran Michael Peterman is volunteering alongside his daughter. When Peterman left the military, he enrolled in farmer training programs and soon found Heroic Gardens.
I had to get up in the morning over the winter when, you know, depression's stronger for me, and I didn't, you know, don't want to take care of myself, but I can't let the plants die. So it's like I got to get up, and then it gets the process of the day started. You know, it's good for me, it's good for the community, it's good for everybody.
Peterman says he tends to isolate, so being around other veterans in these outdoor spaces has helped.
I know from talking to some of the other veterans here that I can have a hard day and whatever and be like, oh, I was struggling yesterday, this week, whatever, you know. Most of the time I'm not talking to somebody for a solution, but when they say me too, it's like I don't feel as alone.
On the far edge of the sunflower beds, veteran Michelle Keyes is working with a crew to flatten and bury cardboard, which will decompose and enrich the soil. Keyes served 20 years in the U.S. Navy before retiring and moving to South Jersey. At first, she didn't think Heroic Gardens was for her.
I'm like, listen, I kill plants.
But over the years, Keyes found support and friendship in this community, especially as a single mother of three who knows all too well the struggles of leaving the military and returning to civilian life.
When I did retire, there was no more structure. There's no more, okay, I have to take care of everybody else.
Exactly.
There was no more mission first, and I fell apart.
Keyes says there's a huge gap in resources and care for women veterans, including those like her, who are survivors of sexual assault. She says she became a victim early in her career while on active duty abroad in Italy. She found Heroic Gardens to be a safe place to find empathy and understanding among people with similar lived experiences. Today, as a licensed clinical social worker and volunteer, Keyes says she's in a place to offer that support and care back to fellow vets.
I can be a shoulder. I can be the person next to you in this environment, jumping on cardboard, flattening it out. You know what I mean? Like, let's have fun with where we are And even if it's just, let me just help you stay safe for today.
Heroic Gardens leaders say with more funding, they hope to make the site into a veteran workforce development initiative, a specific employment program designed to help veterans transition to civilian life and jobs after leaving the military. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.